Welcome to the Poem of the Week. Each week, our poems are intended to help you practice the best, most current medicine by alerting you to studies that could change your practice. As usual, our host this week is National Public Radio's Dr. Michael Wilkes and Essential Evidence Senior Editor Dr. Mark Abel. Gentlemen.
Thanks, Maggie. Hey, Mark.
How are you, Mike?
Okay. You know, we have often talked about antibiotics for all kinds of things, and we've alluded to the fact that sometimes we just don't know as much about antibiotics as we would like. So we know that antibiotics save lives, but we also know that antibiotics have negative effects, sometimes on the person and sometimes on society. We want to treat, but we don't want to treat excessively, and we don't want to treat for an excessive duration. Some clinical conditions have adequate research, and they define a duration of how long we should treat an infection based on evidence. I would cite perhaps urinary tract infections as a very well-studied infection. But things like community-acquired pneumonia only require 5 days of antibiotics if the patient is stable at 3 days. Yet patients are treated regularly for twice and three times that amount of time. But how do we know this? The fact that patients respond differently to the same antibiotics, they have different bugs, their immune system's different, the antibiotics themselves are available in different quantities by insurance companies. The question that this poem that you've chosen answers is, are short courses of antibiotics as effective as longer courses for common outpatient infections? Mark, what did they find?
Yeah, this was a really nice article in Family Practice and really pulled together a large amount of information. It's a new kind of study. It's called, some people call them an umbrella review because it's a review of systematic reviews. There are now so many systematic reviews out there that people are now saying, okay, hold on, let's look at these and try to make sense of it. And sometimes these systematic reviews come to different conclusions or at least somewhat different conclusions. So how do you sort that out? If you think about it in terms of antibiotic duration, it's hard to find an antibiotic manufacturer or a guideline that recommends something other than 3, 5, 7, 10, or 14 days. So multiples of a week, multiples of how many fingers we have on a hand, and 3, which has always been kind of a mystical, magical number. And so, you know, you never hear a recommendation for 8 days of antibiotics, right? So a lot of these were fairly arbitrarily determined, and this umbrella review looked at studies that compared shorter versus longer durations of antibiotics. They found 9 systematic reviews that did this. Those systematic reviews included between 2 and 17 studies with between 400 and 5,700 patients. And the differences are because the systematic reviews were looking at different conditions, like some looked at pharyngitis, some looked at pneumonia, and so on. So what did they find? So in kids, for strep, 5 to 7 days was as good as 10 days, with the caveat that it really hasn't been studied in terms of systemic complications, but in terms of symptomatic relief, that's adequate. For community-acquired pneumonia, 3 days was as good as 5 days. For otitis media, basically more than 2 days was as good as 7 or more days. So some of these like 3 to 5 day regimens were as good. And then finally for UTI in kids, 2 to 4 days was as good as 7 to 14 days. So some pretty significant differences in duration. In adults, same kind of pattern. For acute sinusitis, 3 to 7 days as good as 6 to 10 days. For uncomplicated UTI, I think it's pretty much standard of care. 3 days was as good as 5 or more. Acute pyelo even, 7 to 14 days was as good as 14 to 42 days. And again, I think that's also standard of care now. For community-acquired pneumonia, where we traditionally will treat folks for 10 to 14 days, 7 or fewer days, so 5 to 7 day courses were as good. And for UTI in older women, where again, we traditionally treat longer, 3 to 6 days was as effective as 7 to 14. There was also some evidence, although not a lot, that these shorter courses resulted in fewer adverse events in otitis media in kids and in sinusitis in adults. So I think the bottom line is just about every time someone asks, can I get away with a shorter course of antibiotics? The answer is yes, you can. Shorter courses reduce cost, In some cases, they may reduce the likelihood of adverse events, and something we should be, you know, thinking about and not just, you know, relying on what we learned 20 years ago in terms of the duration.
Well, Mark, so listeners will appreciate this and sort of it will resonate with them. Is there a place where you can get, without doing a literature search for every single condition and every single age group, where someone's publishing the recommended duration of uncomplicated this is and that's?
Essential Evidence, which I edit, does it. So that's my log rolling for the day. But, you know, the National Guidelines Clearinghouse, which is going to go away in July due to funding cuts. Thank you, Trump administration, would be another place to look for that. But no, beyond that, the IDSA guidelines are generally pretty good about being current and evidence-based and recommending appropriate durations. So I guess the IDSA guidelines would be one place to look.
Okay, thanks, Mark. We will talk with you again next week.
All right, thanks.
Well, that's this week's poem. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to read this and other recent poems, please go to www.essentialevidence.com. And please join us again next week for another medical poem.